This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet yesterday evening in honor of Russian President Vladimir Putin. She noted that his visit marks an important milestone in the strategic relationship between the two countries, as it coincides with the 25th anniversary of the India-Russia strategic partnership.
ये अवसर हमारे लिए विशेष महत्व रखता है क्योंकि हम भारत रूस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप 25वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं एक ऐसी साझेदारी जिसकी नींव अक्टूबर 2000 में महामहिम राष्ट्रपति पुतिन की भारत यात्रा के दौरान पड़ी थी और जिसे वर्ष 2010 में स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर तक उन्नत किया गया.
President Murmu appreciated President Putin's support and personal commitment to the India-Russia Special and Privileged Strategic Partnership. The President noted that the partnership is guided by a shared commitment to peace, stability and mutual socio-economic and technological advancement. The nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building. More from our correspondent.
Today is 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas of the man who shaped India's constitutional soul, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The commemoration honors the memory of Dr. Ambedkar, who was a visionary social reformer, jurist and politician. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among others, will pay floral tributes at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House complex in New Delhi this morning. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will chair the third meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of Ministry of Cooperation at Banas Dairy in Gujarat today. The minister, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will also inaugurate bio-CNG and fertilizer plant of Banas Dairy at Sanadar and perform the groundbreaking ceremony of the state-of-the-art 150 TPD milk powder and baby food plant at Sanadar. The minister will also address a public meeting. Delhi police has arrested 16 gangsters and notorious criminals in the national capital and its adjoining areas. In order to curb organized crime across Delhi NCR, Delhi police carried out a large-scale night operation comprising over 850 police personnel. According to Delhi police, the coordinated drive targeted major gangs involved in extortion, illegal arms trade, drug trafficking, robbery and snatching. In a statement, Delhi police informed that under this operation, police raided more than 150 premises across Delhi and Haryana. Delhi police has registered a total of 16 cases under the Arms Act, 2 under the NDPS Act and 2 under the Excise Act. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jharkhand, Odisha and Punjab. The weather agency also predicted thunderstorm accompanied with lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the very poor category this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the region was recorded at 333 as of 7 a.m. today. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, spirited Indian team entered into the semi-finals after defeating traditional rivals Belgium in the quarter-final clash at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai last night. The Indian team won in the penalty shootout 4-3 after both teams were logged at 2-2 at full-time. In men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa will be played at ACA VDCA Cricket Stadium in Vishakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. The series is currently tied at 1-1. India drew first blood with a thrilling 17-run win in Ranchi. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said the situation of Indigo flight delays and cancellations is getting better and it is expected that there won't be any waiting at airports from today. He said the government's major focus has been on reducing the backlogs that have been happening at the airports. And that is the end of this news bulletin.